Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means...
Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from...
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decree. His decree, though, we learn...
Today's tip, what kind of relationships do we have that will have an effect on our ubudiyah, our worship, our service, and our obedience to Allah? So, dear listeners, we are here at your service talking about how there are certain relationships that we have in our lives, and of course, these relationships have an effect upon our ubudiyah, our service, our worship, and our obedience to Allah. Now, there are many different ways in speaking about the various different relationships that we have in our life. Now, many times when we think about the word relationship, primarily we think about our spouses. Very rarely do we think about other relations that are involved in our lives. Now, what's interesting is that this is, fortunately or unfortunately, a part of the mass culture or the mass indoctrination that is being done, where the word relationship primarily refers to the relationship between a man and a woman, a relationship between a spouse, and, you know, in most of the Western world and even the non-Western world, let's say in most of the non-Islamic world, this relationship, it doesn't even necessarily have to be based on marriage anymore. And this relationship does not even have to be between a man and a woman. There's various different kind of corruptions and distortions and that have come about in the world, where even this word relationship no longer is limited to not only marriage, but it isn't limited to man and woman anymore. But still, this is, as we were saying, the mass indoctrination that is happening on a global level, whereas Islam talks about a whole range of different relationships, whether it is a relationship between other human beings with one another, this interaction with each other, with other human beings, interactions with our parents, our children, our siblings, interactions and relationships with our neighbors, our friends, our relatives, and the list goes on and on. And it's very beautiful how the complete and perfect religion of Islam has come about in order to talk about these various different types and kinds and forms of relationships that a human being has, and to try to make these relationships as pure and blessed as possible, of course, so that we can reach and attain a higher level of ubudiyah.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
أجب دعائي يا رجائي بالرضا والخير أنر طريقي مع صديقي باحترام الغير.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
If I know that, look, if I make a mistake, I try my best, I get back on the path, God can fix it. I can live, I can experience, I can have that wonderful relationship with Him. We have akhlaq, and then we have practical irfan, where we're actually being mentored by spiritual teachers. One of the things they tell their students, of course, brothers and sisters, our first job is to try our best not to commit sin. But sometimes it happens. After that, what happens? I'm supposed to pick myself up, dust myself off, continue on the trip, continue on the journey. So we have to go over and make sure that we don't let hopelessness slip in, because if shaitan can rob us of hope, we'll never achieve that great future. Question: how much does God love us? Because God knows even good people make mistakes. How much does God love us? How much does God care about us? How happy is He to see that we're trying and we're making effort? Especially in the end of times. They come to the Holy Prophet, they talk to the Prophet, they say that, the Prophet says, how much I miss my brothers. They say, your brothers? Aren't we? He says, no, you're my ashab. My brothers, each one of them is worth 50 of you. Who are your brothers? Those people who believe in me, but they've never seen me. They've read about me. Right? You and I, we've never seen. If we were there and we saw Amirul Mu'mineen at Khaybar, who would we be? If we saw our Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, believe me, you and I, we would be different people. Allah knows that. Our Prophet knows that. The Imam knows that. But let's remind ourselves, how much does God love even people who are making mistakes? This hadith, hadith Qudsi, awha Allah ila Dawood. God spoke to Dawood, ya Dawood, law ya'lam al-mudbirina anni, kayfa intidari lahum. If those people who are running away from me, sinners, escaping from me, not being good servants, if they knew how intidari, you know the word intidar, how I'm waiting for them, God, for mu'mineen, how I'm waiting for them, wa rifqi bihim, how gentle I am towards them, wa shawqi ilayhim, if they knew how much I desire them and how hopeful I was for them, shawqi ila tarkihim ma'asi, he says, lamatu shawqan. If they knew how God felt about them, they would have died out of shawq. They would have been so happy that just knowing that God cares that much, that God loves that much. Just knowing, even for sinners. He says, so if that's the case with people who are running away from me, then how do I feel about those who are trying, who are making effort? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He doesn't keep grudges. Some people are like that, they think God's like that. I'll tell you something else too. Sometimes God's willing to let go, and you and I aren't. God's willing to be forgiving. He's willing to let it slide. God deals with you based on your expectations from God. If your expectation from God is bad, bad. In khayran fa khayra. If it's good, if you expect good, so sometimes God is willing to forgive. He's willing to let it go. It doesn't have to be this way. But the person, they're suspicious of God. They think bad of God. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهُمْ. Oh, my servants who've done israf against themselves, who've done excesses, done terrible sins. He says, لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't lose hope in Allah's mercy. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. God forgives all sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran that actually He loves those who make tawbah. People make mistakes. God loves it. He mentions this. He loves it. Those who make tawbah, He says, "Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin." God loves those who turn back to Him. Those who, instead of giving up on God, instead of listening to those people who tell them, you've done too much dirt, instead of giving up on themselves, they still expect good from God. God loves those individuals. He appreciates those individuals. Those people who don't say, it's too late, I can't experience God's goodness. They keep trying. For instance, one hadith is this. And we have to believe these promises, brothers and sisters. Hadith from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith says this. At-ta'ib min al-dhamb kaman la dhamb lah. The person who makes tawbah from a sin is like the person who has no sin. This is now from the Urafa, when they're explaining to their students and the students of their students. They say that if you've made tawbah, you have to, this is the part, believe Allah's forgiven you. Step outside, Allah's forgiven me for that sin. That sin's over. Allah's forgiven me. Now I can move on. But I have to believe those promises. Not that Allah's still waiting for me. He's going to get me. Allah doesn't keep grudges. Allah says, whoever you are, you're welcome. Come back. I'm waiting for you.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So we were very humbly talking about the different kinds of relationships that we have in our lives, which have an effect on our ubudiyah. Since time is running out very quickly, we won't be able to cover every single one of these aspects. But for this program, I think we just kind of list the various different relationships we have. And of course, if these relationships are done according to the tenets of Islam and these relationships are kept healthy and they're kept strong and they are kept within the context that they should be kept in, then these relationships help to enhance our ubudiyah. So like we said, unfortunately, in the mass indoctrination, the only relationship now is this kind of carnal, physical, sexual relationship that one individual has with another individual, because it's no longer, as we said, limited to just man and woman, since the satanic powers are doing their best to break all kind of sacred and divine values. So anyways, the relationship is really an interaction between two individuals. It is the connection that two individuals have. So, for example, you have a relationship between a child and a father, a child and a mother, or between a father and their child, a mother and their child, or an individual with their siblings, their brothers and sisters, or an individual with their own children, as we already said, or you have a relationship with your friends, then you have a close circle, you have a larger circle, the relationship that you have with your relatives, again, close relatives, far relatives. But then there are, and all of these have an effect, right? When you have a positive relationship with all of these relationships that we just listed, this has an effect on your service and your worship and your obedience to the Almighty Allah. Because Allah has told us how and what kind of an interaction to have with these various kinds of relationships. But of course, there's also the relationship that we have with the Almighty God, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we have the relationship that we have with our own selves. What is the interaction with ourselves? You know, what is the connection with ourselves? And again, lastly, there is this relationship with the environment. And these are four major categories. I'm sure that there's many other kinds that, you know, can be listed, but these are the major ones. And our relationship with each and every single one of these, it makes a difference. It has an effect on our ubudiyah, right? Because, so for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not hit animals upon their face, because this face of the animal is considered something to be sacred to that animal. And so this is humiliating and shameful. So don't hit an animal on their face, right? So if we start to hit an animal on their face, then we are breaking the commands of the Almighty Allah, and thus we are weakening our purity. We are diluting our purity. We're watering down our purity. And of course, we're also going to be watering down our ubudiyah. How can we consider ourselves to be in the worship of or the servitude of or the obedience of the Almighty Allah, to be in the ubudiyah of the Almighty Allah when we are breaking the commands of Allah. So we have to be careful of the relationships that we have and how we conduct those relationships in order to increase our ubudiyah to Allah. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Allah.